Welcome everybody, March 15th, 2011. Last week on the call, we talked about a very significant planetary energetic event called the Ninth Wave, starting on March 9th, 2011. The last wave of the time wave, time cycle, as denoted by the Mayans in the Mayan pyramid, which is a calendar of the historical evolution on the Earth. So it's interesting that this level is also called a wave, and as we saw, we had a tremendous, literally, wave of water, the tsunami, coming into Japan. So this is a very intense, many-faceted event, painful, difficult, also very releasing. The underlying message of this ninth wave, of this wave, of what happened with the Earth and with the planet, is that our mother, the Earth, is changing. She is moving. There are Earth changes. There are consciousness changes. And when we look at this evolutionary experience, when we look at the actual events that are happening on the planet, and we step back, and we can step back and look at them from this wave, which is the universal or unity consciousness, we know that this event, everybody feels it. Everybody becomes more and more aware with extreme events like this of how we're all tied together, how we're in this field of unity as a planet. So to the extent that we feel it and know it and can feel that these are great Earth changes and that we're all on the Earth together, then we can unify our consciousness, which is the wave that we're just going into, the ninth wave of unity consciousness. So it's unifying and harmonizing and bringing relief to the pressure of the Earth and bringing, through our prayers, our energies, bringing relief to those people that are on the Earth and sending our calls and bringing relief to those that have been basically moved into other dimensions. It is a time of great change. It is a time of our mother giving birth to these higher frequencies. The frequencies that we're moving into are from a magnetic frequency that we've been talking about, into this crystalline frequency. The crystalline grid is now being activated, and it's being activated partly through Earth changes. And remembering on the wave of duality, which also has to do with karma, that there is a karmic implication, which doesn't, I'm not in any way, it's just information saying that, you know, it's good or bad or anything. It just is part of the karmic implication. In balancing out of duality is balancing out of the karma. We have done things to the Earth, not recognizing that we are of the Earth. The Earth is our mother. The Earth is our grandmother. The Earth gave birth to us. The Earth gave us our body made up of the elements, made up of components of the mineral kingdom. So to the extent that humankind does things that don't respect the Earth, all that's coming back. It's like the pendulum is swinging back into balance. And partly that's what happened in relationship to Japan, because there's a karmic imbalance that's been created in terms of like the whaling and killing of the whales and shark fishing, grabbing sharks out of the ocean, cutting their fins off for shark fin soup at $100 a bowl, and throwing helpless live sharks back into the ocean to drown. It's really sad. And it again, I'm just talking about the fact that the Earth is bringing balance back to places that have been out of balance. And we're moving from duality into that crystalline consciousness. So we need to look at it from a higher perspective. And again, you know, hold that crystalline frequency of prayer and know that the Earth is going through a rebalancing, and that we as human beings, as part of the Earth, have done things that have damaged the earth, and now the earth is rebalancing itself, and the waves of cleansing are coming in. And that's where each one of us gets to hold the crystalline frequency that we've been working with, as this crystalline grid gets anchored in, and just hold the light and send the prayers as we're doing. And I felt anxiety and unsettled also since the event. So everybody's feeling what's happening on the planet, knowing that we're all connected and that that it's really time to be an archetype and transmute what we're feeling and hold the higher frequency and re-energize, re-crystallize this tremendous birthing process that's happening. And what's happening is, if you imagine like the birth of a baby, if you've had a baby, or you can imagine the birth of something, that there is, it's, that birth is not a painless process. At least it's usually not. Some people are able to do that. But it is a process, whether it's painless or not, that brings a new form, that creates something new. So we're in this birth canal of the earth herself, and we've been talking about lining up with the galactic core, the center of the Milky Way galaxy, our Milky Way, out of which we're born, out of which the earth is born. And this black hole is that we're lining up with our central sun. Our sun is lining up with the central sun of the Milky Way galaxy, and that lines up with the black hole, which is the birth canal. And so these new frequencies that are being birthed onto the planet, that are birthing the earth into the ascension, into the higher frequencies, are coming through in waves. They're coming through in this ninth wave, and they're bringing these great changes. But through these great changes, there's also, and great cleansing is also going to become a great liberation. And so we get to really hold that higher frequency, that higher crystalline frequency. We hold, we are encoded to hold these higher frequencies as the earth cleanses itself of the dualities that are imbalanced, and that's what's happening. So we will chant a call for the people that have left the planet, and I know everybody's already been working with this, and immediately that, as soon as it started happening, because I had the radio on and I heard about it right away, I was up all night working with energies, and a friend came over the next day, and we had other plans, but we worked with the energies. So I know everybody's doing this also, but that's what we're here to do at this time, to be midwives of this birthing into these ascension crystalline frequencies as the reference point of being magnetic is changed. The crystalline is a frequency where there's no duality, so we're talking about moving into these higher frequencies. So the magnetic resonance of the planet is a resonance of duality. So it's being rebalanced into the crystalline resonance where there's not duality, there's harmony. So we're moving, the birth process is moving from duality into harmony, where frequencies and energies are harmonized. And it's as if we're going through the stages. Like, imagine that you see children and they're in kindergarten, and they're just, you know, running around, and they have all these energies running through them, and then the teacher says, okay, here, we're going to learn how to draw. Here's a crayon, and here's paper, and here's different colors. So children learn, at first they just make random marks. They don't even stay on the page. Maybe, you know, babies take crayons and write on the walls or whatever. They don't know what they're doing. But then they learn, okay, now here's colors, here's red, here's blue, here's yellow, the primary colors, here's a piece of paper. So first they just make random marks, and then they learn gradually how to draw pictures and how to bring the colors of the crayons that they're given into coherent pictures. And that's what we're learning how to do with these energies that are coming through very strongly, these archetypical energies coming through the core of the galactic center. These are stronger frequencies than we've ever felt on the planet before. So we're just like these children in kindergarten that are being given new energies, and they're filtered through our bodies, through our sensory system. We are sensory beings, and we're moving from being just physical beings into becoming these sensory beings, where we're sensing how to work with these new energies that are coming through. We're like kindergartens given new colors of crayons. Wow, I'm feeling all this intensity. How do I work with this? How do I clear this? How do I harmonize this? How do I balance this? How do I work with this tsunami wave that just came into the planet? And how do I work with these images I'm seeing on TV? So we are encoded with higher frequencies. We know how to rearrange the frequencies into a different pattern. We're being repatterned as a collective humanity. So the people that stay on the planet are going to be aligned with this pattern, this ascension pattern that's beyond duality. And we're here. We're holding the crayons of these new frequencies. We're being given these tools, and that's the purpose of these calls, to identify what frequencies are coming through so you can know what you're working with as a harmonizer, as a co-creator, as a divine being. Oh, okay, I'm working with this archetype of Uranus and Aries, which was just, we talked about on the call last week, which was just activated March 11th, and it's going to remain, Uranus is going to remain in Aries until March 6, 2019. So that's one of our crayons. We're given this Uranian frequency. It's being filtered into our sensory system, into our body. We feel all these changes. We feel this revolutionary energy. Well, as a revolutionary, what are we going to do with this color red? The Aries is the first sign of the zodiac. It can be red. And red is like the color of the earth, the first chakra, our grounding, our mother. So how are we going to ground in? How are we going to create on the planet this vibration of red that supports us, that takes us to the place where we want to be, that brings us into harmony with the earth, that creates communities that have gardens in every neighborhood? So that's what we're really looking at. We're being re-patterned, reprogrammed, re-archetyped. So we need new stories. We need new archetypes. We need the archetypes of the divine feminine. We need the archetypes of liberation. So that's what Uranus does. It's saying we're moving into Aries, the first sign. Okay, we're going to start right now. We're going to learn how to have new stories, new archetypes, archetypes that include love and kindness, not just technology that wants to control and implant chips in people. We're becoming human. We're opening up our hearts. We're moving into this state of having our hearts open. And with that state, we feel the unity consciousness. We feel the connection with all humanity. We feel what's happened in Japan. That's a new archetype where we're connected in unity and everybody feels what's happened there. So we want to do something. We want to channel our calls. We want to reharmonize. We have compassion. Now we're getting the archetype of the human that we want on the planet. We want a compassionate human. We want people on the planet that can feel when something's out of balance, can feel that we're doing something that may be harming our mother, may be doing something that's harming our neighbors. And it's just really interesting that, yes, all these imbalances and this karmic pain, so to speak, is coming to the surface. And I even just tuned in for a few minutes. I actually didn't watch the whole show because it was pretty intense for me, but I got the main feeling of it. Oprah had these men on her show that had been sexually abused by priests, and it was beautiful that they were coming forward with their stories and they were letting their pain out. These were, you know, grown men. Maybe this had happened when they were 9 or 10 years old. So all this is coming to the surface to say that this archetype of having a power, given power to people on the planet that are abusing people, has to go. This archetype of the priest, this archetype of that kind of, you know, religion that has power over people and doesn't have their heart open and can't feel what other people are feeling, has to go. So that's an example of how we're changing how we're changing, we're being repatterned from one archetype to another. And another word for archetype could be mentor, that which we learn from. So it's a whole relearning. Jungian talks about archetypes as collective universal patterns or motifs which come from the collective unconscious and are the basic content of religions, mythologies, legends, and fairy tales. And he's saying they emerge in individuals through dreams, visions, and their effects appear as images and ideas. So that's the Jungian analysis of archetypes. And what I'm saying is that the new archetypes are mentors or energy frequencies that we're now being given to work with this ninth wave are coming from the center of the Milky Way galaxy. They're galactic motifs or universal patterns. I don't think they're coming from the unconscious. I think they're coming from the superconscious. I think we're being given new motifs, new energies to work with. Like I said in my example, as a kindergartner is given new crayons, new colors. And so we're just learning. We're like, wow, everything is just exploding. The imbalances are being shown and new energies are coming forth. So how do we work with them? And we learn how to work with them when we understand what energies we're working with. Okay, so that was a lot of information, but we're working with these for the next 8 years of Uranus and Aries. So it's a new way, it's new energies. How do we want to bring those energies onto the planet, the energies of revolution, the energies of individuation, the energies of working together? How do we work with them? We're here in 3D in the physical dimension, and it's the 3D form that we have is the most stabilizing form. So it's up to us to stabilize these frequencies so we can stabilize them with our chant, with our breath, with our communication, with eating healthy food, with communicating. So everybody was, you know, a lot of people, including myself, were saying they felt kind of destabilized from the tsunami, and I felt that way too. And in 3D, it's up to us to keep breathing through that and release that instability and feel the stabilization of this higher frequency of love, of unity consciousness, and unifying with the hearts of the people in Japan and people that are affected. So that's what we can do. So that's our archetype. That's how we can use that archetype. It's revolutionary that everybody in the world would know what's going on and come together to send love to Japan because of the technology that we have with the internet and radios and Facebook. Everybody knows everything. So we can all stabilize and hold that frequency of love for the people that are having to go through this suffering. So we come into our power rather than having our power be outside of ourselves. And then coming right up, we've got this Virgo full moon on March 19th. So what does this mean? What are these energies we're being given to work with? What are we supposed to do with this crayon? Well, this is the second of six super moons this year. And what this is doing, it's really tugging on the planet. And it's a full moon that that's close to the Earth. It's really close to the Earth. So this is tugging on the Earth's magnetic field, and it's causing the Earth to switch channels. So the energies of this full moon are actually activating the crystalline grid. So it's a time to really, hold the crystal in your hand and deep breathe and allow yourself to move into that frequency, the crystalline frequency that's beyond duality. So there's an example. It's a cosmic gateway, this special supermoon. And it's increasing access to higher dimensions and new information. So this cosmic gateway is coming through Virgo full moon, March 19th. So we just had the new moon, the full moon, the ninth wave. So again, remember that we're in the ninth wave and we're in this this cycle of evolution that's, again, just got speeded up 20 times, 234 days, this ninth wave. So things are happening really fast. So it's, but when you're in the crystalline frequency, you can just let things flow through you faster too. So it's a, you know, sometimes you may feel some denseness in your own physical body, and then it's time to move and breathe and exercise and chant. So we've got this Virgo full moon coming up, and Virgo's the sign of analysis and logic. And so we've been moving with the Pisces energy, and Pisces is the sign of metaphysical realities beyond our five senses. So we feel things, and then what takes us beyond our five senses, and that has to do with our identifying who we are with our vision, which are with our third eye. So we feel things, and then what takes us beyond the pain of duality and of the earthly changes that are happening around us is to revision in that crystalline frequency the world that we want to see around us. Again, as I said, whether it's kindness or compassion or chanting a call, that's what's going to take us beyond the pain of duality. So with the archetypes of this full moon coming up is Virgo, analysis and logic, understanding what's happening, and then moving into the Pisces energy, which is third eye, up to the crown, co-creating, moving into that wave consciousness where we know we're co-creators with the divine. So the divine wave comes into us energetically. It's like a wave. And then we meet the divine with the other half of the wave. And those two spiral waves are the DNA, the DNA configuration, the caduceus. So if you see the two waves coming together, we're half of the wave. So as we combine our vision, our consciousness, our wave with the wave of the divine that's coming through, then we get the double helix. So we're half of the helix. So our vision, our frequency is combining with these new frequencies to anchor in the world that we want to live in, to anchor in the Aquarian age, to anchor in the new frequencies on the planet and to hold them. So we're really climbing up an energetic ladder. We're climbing up out of the 16 billion year beginning of the Earth, out of the primordial slime, into this beautiful energetic wave of really feeling that harmony, feeling the harmony with our own bodies, with the energetic harmony that's coming through the center of the Milky Way galaxy, through these portals, through these cosmic gateways, through these energies. And as we feel them come into our body and are able to move with them and understand what revolution is for us in our own bodies, and feel that those energies that are coming in astrologically, now we're combining, now we're walking up this cosmic ladder, and we're realizing that we're walking up it and we're creating it. So it's a wave between us and the divine, coming in and coming out like the breath, like the wave of our breath. So if you start to experience your breath as a wave, now you're going to be actually co-creating and climbing up the ladder with these frequencies that are being offered to us to co-create with. So now you're going to start to feel a wholeness and completion in yourself that you haven't felt before, that hasn't been available to feel. So it starts, the wave comes up, and it comes up into the heart, and then it goes out, and then it comes back into the throat, and it goes back, and it starts with the roots. So just you breathe into your chakras with the wave. So you breathe the wave in, and then as you exhale, you know you send out the wave that creation is connecting with you, that creation is co-creating with you. So the meditation is with the breath, to breathe with the breath in a wave-like motion until you feel that connection, until you feel that sense of unity coming into your body, into each chakra, into healing each of your chakras so you're a whole, complete being. being with each breath, and you feel that unity consciousness. And then as you hold that crystalline frequency, the earth can come back into balance and into harmony more and more, given that we are created from the earth, so we have the power to hold these frequencies in 3D. We have the power to help bring the earth back into harmony and into alignment at this time, and that's what's happening. And as you move into that consciousness, you'll be able to release the pain of that these people have been going through. You'll be able to move into a place of holding these higher frequencies that the earth is being birthed into. And that's the only answer for moving out of the pain of duality. And it's not that we don't feel it, but we just have to keep going and saying, okay, what am I meant to be doing at this time? What am I holding? What archetype am I holding, or how am I mentoring the birthing of the earth at this time? So what can I be expressing in the presence of this divine force within me, within my body, within my human body, within my soul, that's able to revision and able to manifest itself in new human patterns of thought, feeling, imagery, and behavior? How can I allow the presence of this divine force, this divine wave, to come into me and combine it with my humanness, my human soul that has the ability to manifest itself in new patterns of thought, new patterns of feeling, new patterns of imagery, and new patterns of behavior? So this is the question that we're really asking ourselves. This is the time that we're living in. This is the time of getting conscious, of becoming co-creators with the divine. This is the time of really feeling ourself as a mentor, as an archetype, as an archetypical deity that can mirror every state and capacity, every mood, every thought, every action, and every experience, and hold it in a vision of what could be on the planet as we move into the Aquarian Age. What could be on the planet? What are the archetypes that we want to see around us, and how are we holding that? So this is really the exercise that we're engaged in now. And so that's why we want to understand these different energies. So yeah, now we have the full moon coming up. So it's a time to really go into a celebration. Maybe during this 0 point full moon, maybe fire ceremony. So you're really burning off the dross, so to speak, giving up the denser elements of whatever you feel, or whatever you feel is around you. Maybe write it on a piece of paper, have a fire, drum, get connected to the earth, and see what the earth has to tell you, and see what the earth tells you that your archetype is. What kind of messenger are you? And give that a name. Give the type of messenger that you feel you are a name, and it could be a messenger for that day, or it could be what kind of messenger you are on the soul level. So maybe your archetype is like Aphrodite, to really free up love on the planet, to really feel the deep love, the rapport, empathy, understanding. Maybe that's your archetype. Maybe it's a different kind of archetype. Maybe it's a Uranian archetype, or maybe it's different at different days. So once you can move into knowing more like the frequencies that you hold, and it would be an exercise for you to journal with and say, hey, yeah, I'm really relating to this kind of mentorship or this kind of archetype, or then you can understand more about what powers you hold and what position you hold and what frequencies you're activating and grounding onto the planet as this co-creator being. And that's where we are right now. We're at the greatest revolution in human history. we're entering into the ninth wave. We're entering into the birth canal where we're rebirthing humanity in a whole new way. And that's the challenge, that's the excitement, and that's what we get to work with at this time. Okay, so we're going to go ahead and do a Ramadasa. So position yourself. If you can, come sitting cross-legged and elbows to the sides, palms facing up. Your arms are over your parallel, over your legs. And pull the palms down a little bit to really activate the nerve endings and the openness, and just breathe into the chakras of the earth, into the healing, bringing healing for every planet that needs healing. So here we go. Sending it to Japan, and then after this we'll do our calls to release the beings that have left the planet. Inhale. Anybody like to share anything that they got from the message or what they're experiencing or their blessings, their prayer they want to put out to the world? Everybody's too melted into the divine at this moment. Awfully quiet. Good. Okay, well, if nobody wants to share anything, we can keep floating in this frequency, and you can keep your meditations and your chanting going for these higher frequencies, but this is a really pivotal time, and I'm glad we could all come together to talk about it and understand what we're working with, so we can know what tools we're using to recreate and reconstruct, I guess that would be an operational word, reconstruct our world with these new frequencies that the Earth is birthing herself into. So thank you, everybody. I will be here. We will be here next week, the 22nd, but then the 29th and the 5th, we're going to be in a little journey, and then I'll be back April 12th. So you all know what we're working with this week. You can think about what archetype you're working through or with, which could maybe help you understand what you're feeling if you identify what archetypical vision and mentorship you're bringing through. Maybe journal about that a little bit like I suggested, and we can talk more about that next week. Okay, everybody, let's chant Sat Nam. Wahiguru. We'll talk next week. Bye. Bye.